what we wanted to do when we came here was to explore what it was like to live here and not vacation here.
Welcome to the Repurpose Your Career podcast, brought to you by Career Pivot. This podcast is where those of us in the second half of life come together to discuss how to repurpose our careers for the 21st century. Come listen to career experts give you proven strategies. Listen to people like you tell their stories on how they repurpose their careers. And finally, get your questions answered. Your host, Mark Miller, has made six career pivots over the last 30 years. He understands this is not about jumping out of the frying pan into a fire, but rather to create a plan where you make clear, actionable steps or pivots to a better future career. Are you ready to repurpose your career?
Welcome to episode 74 of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. My name is Mark Miller, and I'll be your host every Monday for a discussion on what it's like to repurpose your career. If you're enjoying this podcast, please share it with like-minded souls. Subscribe on careerpivot.com or iTunes or wherever you get this podcast, and share it on social media, or just tell your neighbors and colleagues that they need to listen to this podcast. Next week's episode will come from the archives. It will be an encore interview of Dr. Joel Dobbs. Dr. Dobbs was the very first person I interviewed who had made a career pivot in the second half of life. Even though it was the first, it was probably one of the best stories because Dr. Dobbs planned out his transition. And given that that was episode 3 and we are on episode 74, I'll make a wager that probably 99% of you have not listened to it. So we're going to kind of bring that out of the archives. This week's episode, we'll be discussing issues of me being an introvert, which people sometimes have a hard time believing, and how it relates to my experience here in Mexico. A lot of what I'm experiencing directly relates to some of the challenges that we face in managing our careers in the second half of life. I'm recording this on Tuesday, April 10th, a few days before we return from our month-long exploration of living in Mexico. We arrived in Ajijic, Mexico, and that's A-J-I-J-I-C, on Wednesday, March 14th, where we had arranged to rent a one-bedroom garage apartment, believe it or not, for about $825 for 4 weeks. The apartment itself is small. It's adequate. The kitchen's good. We got a good king-size bed. The technology here is fine. We are probably 4 blocks off the main square here in Ajijic, and probably a block and a half from the lake. When we were here previously in October, we were up on what they call the mountainside, which is the other side of the main road, the Cartiera, which runs all the way around the lake, and we wanted to be on the lakeside this time. Our host, Gustavo, has been wonderful. He picked us up at the airport. His English is mostly good. He has been very helpful. This is an older building. And I'll talk a little bit later about some of the electrical problems we've had, which is not unusual in Mexico. He's been a real joy. And the garage apartment is directly next to his mother's house, where his sister Adriana takes care of their, I think, 94-year-old mother. So it's a great way to experience Mexico. What we wanted to do when we came here was to explore what it was like to live here and not vacation here. So we started our investigation on finding necessary resources, which included chiropractors, a dentist, a barber, an endocrinologist for my wife, and health insurance. Well, we did find a good chiropractor, believe it or not, an American from New York who's been in Mexico for about 10 years, and he's in his early 70s, and very happy with him. Both my wife and I got a treatment from him, and I'm going to be actually looking forward to come back and seeing him again. I found a dentist. I could not schedule an appointment with him to get my teeth cleaned, but we now know all of the scheduling idiosyncrasies. One of the interesting ones is all the doctors have paper ledgers and paper calendars. I found a barber. I went to Joe's Barber Shop. And rather interesting, I had a woman cut my hair for almost 35 years before she retired. And when I started going seeing her, I actually had a full head of red hair. I used to joke the fact that every time I came and saw her, she should charge me less because there was less to cut. I am now seeing a Stephanie, a 23-year-old woman who is both has dual citizenship in both Mexico and the U.S. She was born here in the U.S. And I told Stephanie before I left that I was going to cheat on her. I got my hair cut by Ulysses at Joe's Barbershop. He did a good job. Did a lot of investigation, or should say, I did a lot of investigation on Facebook and the Chapala.com web board and found an endocrinologist that people recommended. As it turns out, that doctor is no longer coming down from Guadalajara. Somebody else is. But we have figured out how to start making those appointments. Again, it's the learning the logistics. And the last thing was we did visit with a health insurance agent. Unfortunately, he never got back to us. I am in contact with a health insurance agent back in Austin, and there are lots and lots of options. Some people go uninsured or, quote, self-insured. As you get older, questions come is, do you get on Medicare? My wife will be eligible for Medicare in 2019. So the fact is, healthcare down here is much, much less expensive. So we arrived here on a Wednesday, and the first thing we did is we went to the Wednesday Farmers Market. We got here early enough. We kind of planned it. The garage apartment where we're staying is only a few blocks from the major outdoor market, which is moderate in size. People will tell you there's a lot of gringo pricing that goes on there, i.e. they charge us gringos more than they do themselves. But we also visited a lot of other farmers markets. There are three of them around. Now, you're probably hearing some sounds while I record this. I am recording this in the bedroom. One of the things I'll talk about later is the noise here is very different than what it is back in the U.S. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. But it took us a few days to kind of get settled in, finding all the stores we wanted, going back and visiting some of our favorite restaurants. We found Pablo's. Pablo's is a new grocery store, again, catering to the gringos, to the expats. It was formed by Pablo, who used to be the manager of the Super Lake Mercado. Supermercado is supermarket. And he really does a really good job of catering to us. And it's everything from, he has a good selection of berries. The one thing I want to tell you is the fact that eating healthy here, fruits and vegetables, is really easy. And it's cheap. So it is, you can get a liter-sized cup of, you know, a container of blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, or blackberries. You know, when it's really expensive, it's $2. Usually it's about $1. This is, and like I said, these are large containers, not the little things you get in the grocery stores in the U.S. These are big. And they're plentiful, and we were able to regularly pick them up at Pablo's. I could get my goat yogurt there. It's a great store and reasonably priced. So it took us about a week to kind of get settled in. I really didn't want to do any searching. I was starting to learn my Spanish. And this is where a lot of my introversion starts popping out. I am really comfortable talking to people, but if I do too much of it, it really wears me out. And then what I noticed was when I have to speak on the phone to people who are not native English speakers, and I find I start procrastinating about doing that. I found what I ended up doing was waiting until I could see them face to face, because then you have a lot more communication options. Particularly, I have a lot of funny stories around using Google Translate. The one day I needed to buy some toilet paper. So I popped into toilet paper into the Google Translate. I don't remember the exact word for it. In Spanish, I pushed the button. It said it out loud to the young lady in the Abarrotes, the little store, and she just kind of smiled, took a little stick, got me a roll of toilet paper down. All kinds of ways you can do things in person that is much more difficult on the phone. After we got settled in, let me talk a little bit about the technology. And this is the one thing, as I've gone around, I've been exploring it. When I move my business here, what the heck does that mean? So, number one, the internet. When I was here previously, the internet connection or the DSL connection wasn't very good. It was maybe 1 meg down and a quarter to a half a meg up. Where we are staying right now, I have about 5 meg down and a meg and a half to 2 meg up, which is sufficient to hold all the things I needed to do. But the very first Tuesday, I held a community Zoom call with my online community, and the night before, the internet went out. Well, I'm going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Of course, being a recovering engineer, I started diagnosing the problem. Turns out power had gone out to the plug that the cable modem plugged into, or the DSL modem. I had to be able to plug it into the bathroom, got a little short extension cord, plugged into the bathroom, and I was up and running. So this was kind of an experience. And when you walk around, right now I am in the bedroom, and there are a total of 3 sockets in the whole room. Now, normally in a room like this, you'd have in each attachment, every socket in the wall only has 1 socket. So, you cannot plug in an alarm clock, a lamp, and you're very limited. And this is particularly true in the kitchen. There just weren't, if you have to plug a refrigerator, a microwave, we had to brought a lamp in. I wanted to plug in my blender, and I wanted to plug in a coffee machine. You cannot do all those at the same time. There just aren't enough plugs. So it's just different. My phone service from AT&T. I have an international plan. By the way, I can receive phone calls from the U.S. just fine. To dial back out, I actually have to put them into my contact list and then dial out for my cell phone. And in the first week or two here, my phone calls would drop after about 15, 20 minutes. They would behave. I don't know why, but the second half of the trip, I haven't had a phone call drop since. Voice quality has been very good. Believe it or not, the data quality has been very good. Now, where we plan on staying next, I get LTE service here in the middle of a when we move to San Antonio, and don't ask me how to pronounce the last portion of the San Antonio. It's not San Antonio, Texas, but San Antonio, Jalisco, Mexico. But I will only get 3G service down there. I'm kind of in between a couple of cities. But like I said before, power is interesting here. As I said, the one time just that one socket went out. One of the other interesting ones is Easter is big here, obviously with the Catholic component. There was a very large passion play. Easter weekend is just incredible. So actually, the whole Easter period here is quite fascinating, starting with Palm Sunday. And there's a lot of ceremonies, and it's typical Mexican in the fact that they celebrate everything. Lots of celebrations. Anyway, this passion play was going to go off at 11 o'clock on Good Friday morning in front of the church. Very large, huge stage set up. And a garbage truck took down the main power pole on the main road 45 minutes before it started. So there was no power in the city for probably a good 8 hours. They obviously were prepared because the show went off. They obviously had generators, and things just happened. I have some very interesting pictures of them replacing that poles without taking power down the city. Internet was out for a while. you just got to get used to stuff happens. After we kind of got settled in, it probably took us a good 10 days before we felt we were settled in. I was doing running my business as normal. That's when we started doing some exploring. We did a lot of walking. We walked to the surrounding towns. You know, we were walking 6-8 miles a day. The interesting thing is everyone tells us this is the hottest time of year. By the way, it gets up to 85, 88 degrees. Now, it's at 5,000 feet, so that sun is pretty intense. But living in Austin, Texas, that's not hot. As long as we stayed in the shade, and I have to wear a hat because I'm follically challenged and I cannot have burns on my head. And so we first explored on foot. Then we explored, we rented a car. We had a car for 2 of the 4 weeks. We didn't use it that much. Rather interesting, we had to rent from a local agency. There are no Hertz or Avis outside of the airport. And we explored to the other side of the lake. We drove over there. The interesting one there, and I kind of talked about my one article a couple of weeks ago about the fact there are all these berry farms on the other side. And you look from, as you can look across this large lake, you see these structures and you think they're very sophisticated structures. All they are is PVC pipe with plastic laying over top of them. And that's where they grow the berries. Blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, raspberries. And they are, as I said before, they are plentiful. As I said, I get to about the 2 week period and I haven't accomplished what I had hoped to accomplish. Hadn't found a dentist, hadn't found an endocrinologist, and I was just flat procrastinating. Well, I am an introvert. I needed to get out and start doing things, and I just didn't want to. That eventually kind of went away. I've contacted various people. You finally go, okay, I have 2 weeks left. I need to get this stuff done. As I said, we found a very good chiropractor. I got my hair cut. All the basic necessities of life that you kind of take for granted when you pick up and move someplace else. I also want to mention that in the first 2 weeks, we hit all of the open air markets. And there are three of them in the local area. On Monday is in Chapala, which is about 3 miles away. An absolutely huge market. Probably half a mile long or longer that snakes through a set of streets. You can buy anything from blue jeans to avocados to cooked chickens to baby shoes. It is everything you can imagine you can buy there. And the vast majority of people shopping there are locals. On Tuesday is the organic farmers market, which is on the west side of Ahihi, which is on the other side of town. And believe it or not, the first week, what we did was we rented bicycles and we rode out there. The problem was I'm 6'4". They didn't have a bike big enough for me. And so we rode out there. It worked out okay. The interesting one with the organic market is it's all gringos. It is there catering to the expat community. And this is, we experienced this last time. Things are a little bit more expensive, but things like you can get prepared foods there. My goat yogurt, the farmer who he and his wife who have goats and they make goat milk and goat, other goat products are there at the farmer's market. It's inside. It's inside of a little event center. That's Tuesday. Wednesday is the local market, and you can buy just about everything you want at these markets. In the first 2 weeks, we kind of hit all these. Even when we went to Chapala to go to the farmer's market, we took the bus. Buses are real expensive at about, 7 pesos, which is about 35 cents. Getting around here is very inexpensive. And many, as we talk to a lot of locals, actually we talked to a lot of gringos, expats, they'll tell you they did not get a car or they did not bring their car because they wanted to walk. They knew if they had a car, they would use it. And so many of them simply says, I'm not going to bring a car. I do not want that temptation. And if they need to go someplace, they can take a taxi or they can get a driver. And it's very easy to find people to take you where you want to go. So it's a very, very different way of life. But I said after about 2 weeks, my procrastination really set in. And this is very similar to what I see with a lot of clients is you just need to get started, but dang, it's hard to get started, particularly doing things that you're uncomfortable doing. And I finally decided I am not going to call these people. I am going to go visit. And so things like going down and visiting the dental office, going down to Chapala Dental and talking to the person who's scheduling. How long is it required for me to make an appointment? How far in advance? What do you want from me? Do I have to send you my medical records or my dental records? We went to Quality Care, which is the clinic here where most people go to most of the expats go for medical care. And similar for endocrinologists. I got some recommendations for a chiropractor. I just walked down there and said, how do I make an appointment? And at that point, we finally started getting some traction on getting things done. The other interesting is you go sit at restaurants, and there are two kinds of restaurants here. There are the gringo restaurants. There's a whole set of restaurants that are here to support the expat community. Give you an idea, I took my original host, Leo Goodsman, I know his son, when we were here in October, I took he and his wife out for dinner at a really, really nice Italian restaurant. The four of us went through two bottles of wine, and the whole check was $40 for a really good meal. These restaurants cater, and they're very inexpensive, and they're very good. Then there are the street vendors. And one of the things we learned is the bacteria down here is different. So one of the things you learn is we largely did not buy any raw fruit from street vendors and eat them. We would always bring them home. And if it's a fruit or some kind of vegetable that you are not going to cook, so things like a blueberry, or a cucumber that we were going to eat the actual skin. You have to soak that in a very, very mild iodine bath for about 15 minutes. It's very easy to do, kills the bacteria. And what we've been told is after you've been here long enough, your body adapts to the bacteria. And I have to remind myself, because one of the things I got used to doing was I love blueberries and blackberries, and we would just buy them, and I would munch on them during the day. They were on the kitchen table. If I was working at my computer, I would just simply pick up a handful of blackberries. It's so much easier to eat healthy and snack healthy here. I found once I got started, then I started making tons of progress. And this is not unlike, I find a lot of folks as their job search, their social media. I can't tell you the number of times where I've had to push and prod people to get started. And once they got started, they went, oh, that wasn't so bad after all. So similarly, I found that there's M&J's Pizza down the street. It's really good. And a lot of expats are in there. And a lot of what we would do is sit down at the table and say, someone sitting at the next table, do you live here? How long have you lived here? And just start getting them talking about their experiences. And it's broad and it's different. And people come from all kinds of places. Lots of Canadians. All willing to share their experiences with me and my wife. And so after about 3 weeks, I'm just getting a little bit itchy to come home. Not much, just a little bit. My wife is not ready to come home. So we are now starting to plan our next trip, which will be for 3 months. We will drive down from Austin. It will be a 3-day trip. we have hired a driver to drive us from Laredo to Ahihi. It will be a 2-day trip. We will bring our cats with us. We are going to rent a 1-bedroom house, about 800 square feet. And by the way, that's probably going to cost us about $600 a month. But it's going to be a bit further out of town. So it's, again, a different experience. And it was interesting. We had lots of folks. I asked on Facebook, should I hire a driver? Should I drive it down myself? And a lot of people on Facebook, no problem, just drive down. We do it 100 times a time, blah, 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 blah. And I had a few other people saying, yeah, it's not a problem until you have a problem. And saying, I don't know where I'm going. I still don't speak Spanish. I've traveled the world and I've always had support. So, you know, to hire a driver to drive us down is probably $400 or $500 for those 2 days that we are with them. And we found Juan Pablo, a really nice guy, probably in his late 30s, and he's become a driver. And that's what he does. He supports the expat community. And he makes himself a good living. And really nice guy is going to, you know, we pay his expenses to catch the bus up to Laredo, and then he drives down with us. And we pay his expenses on the way down. So it's been I'd rather be safe than sorry. It's opened up my eyes a bit. At the same time, you know, I've been able to get into a rhythm of running my business from here that just flat works. I find it's much easier here to set boundaries on myself to prevent myself from working too much. At the same time, I'm sorry, this is paradise. It's gorgeous here. People are oh so nice. In fact, you know, when I talk to people about who you have the most problems with, very often it's other expats. The Mexicans down here are very family oriented. You know, things like, you know, it's buenos dias in the morning, buenos tardes in the afternoon, buenos noches at night. If my wife walks down the street and sees some old lady and says, buenos dias, senora. And it's in the afternoon, they'll go, no, 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 no. It's buenos tardes. And they're nice about it. And it's been a really good experience. One of the things I wanted to mention is sounds here are just so different. One morning, I should say, in our apartment, every window is open and they stay open. 4 in the morning, it is dead silence. There's no road noise. There is nothing. You wake up a couple hours later, the roosters are crowing, the dogs are barking, the birds are chirping, and there are birds everywhere. And it's just an amazing different experience from sound. When we returned last time, when we were, we were on the mountainside, and you know the sounds were wonderful. When we arrived back in Austin in October, it was pretty amazing. The fact that the first morning we had gorgeous weather, and I had the windows open, and what's the first thing I hear is an air conditioning compressor running. Well, no one has heating or air conditioning in almost all these homes or offices or anywhere. Nobody needs it. So the sounds are so different. It's not unusual for us to wake up in the morning and hearing a horse going down the cobblestone streets. Yes, there are a lot of horses around here. It is not unusual to walk down a street and see a horse. So I want to mention the kind of the sounds, the sensory experience. In fact, we went this last Monday to the Chapala Marketplace just so I could experience the sounds and the smells. And it's just so different. I want to say it's like the good old days. So I'm going to kind of finish up the podcast with that. If you have any questions related to this, make a comment in the show notes. I think you will find I am getting more and more people approaching me about, wow, are you going to write a book about this? And the answer is maybe. You know, the next thing is to do things is like bringing in my car. You cannot just bring a car into Mexico. You know, if you go to Canada, you just drive your car over. Coming into Mexico, you have to do a temporary import permit. You only can bring a car that's manufactured in a NAFTA country. By the way, I have a Subaru 2015 Subaru Outback, which was manufactured in Indiana. If it was manufactured in Japan, I could have not brought it in. They're going to make sure you're going to take it back out. You're not selling it down here. And then on top of that, car insurance, your car insurance is U.S. car insurance is no good in Mexico. So we're going to have to figure that out. So, and we're going to bring our cats with us. Again, that's part of the experimentation. Can we get the food and all the things that we need down here? And the answer is, yeah, there are an awful lot of pet stores here that cater strictly to the expat community. So I hope you enjoyed this. I try to take some of my anxieties about being an introvert, and I am a very big introvert. I find it just popping out here and there and just in a lot of different places. So thank you very much. I want to remind you to pick up a copy of Repurpose Your Career, a practical guide for the second half of life at Amazon.com or any of the other fine online retailers. And when you complete reading the book, I'd very much appreciate if you would write an honest review on Amazon.com. The audio version of this book is available on iTunes, Audible, and Amazon. And by the way, the book right now is selling better than ever. So I want to say thank you. We're selling 150 to 200 copies a month, which is, for a self-published book, is really good. Lastly, the Career Pivot Community website is alive and in production. I have onboarded the third cohort and will soon start soliciting a fourth cohort. If you are interested in learning more about the endeavor and would like to be put on a waiting list, please go to careerpivot.com/community. When you sign up, you'll receive more information about the community as it evolves. It is these initial cohorts that get to set the direction of the endeavor. This is a paid community where I'm offering group coaching, special content, and more importantly, it's a community where you can seek help. Please go to careerpivot.com/community to sign up to learn more. Check back next week when I will be interviewing Joel Dobbs. So thank you for listening all the way to the end of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. You will find all the show notes at careerpivot.com/episode74. And again, if you have any questions, just go over there and pop in your question. I'll be happy to answer it. So go to careerpivot.com, subscribe to get updates on this podcast and all the other happenings at Career Pivot. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or Spotify. And I hope to see you next Monday for another episode of Repurpose Your Career podcast.
Love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast. Now, with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.